Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today it's part two of my recent sit-down with Lee Plave. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Northeast Color, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers, Pollinate is an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to create a reward system that engages your customers, boosts sales, and boosts frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Lee Plave is a co-founding partner at Plave Cook PLC, and he joined me last week on a LinkedIn Live video with a live audience to discuss politics, advertising, and franchising here in 2020. Here's part two of my chat with Lee Plave.
When you develop a plan for how you're going to use social media, whether it's, or social networks, really, they're sort of lumped together as social media. But when you do that, you need to be cognizant of what's going on in context. So, you know, we had a god-awful hurricane. Well, you could say that about every week the last 6 weeks, but we've had a yeah. god-awful hurricane hit certain portions of the country in the last 7 days. If you were doing a media campaign, not only would it be ineffective in terms of accomplishing the goal that you wanted, but it would seem tin-eared if you ran it in the middle of that moment. So you may want to set things up, but you're going to certainly want to have the ability to call an audible at the line of scrimmage and decide whether you snap the ball or whether you hold for the next play, or for the next week, or whatever it might be. Or it may turn out that you're using a person as your spokesperson or your pitch person, only to find out that they've just inadvertently been arrested. And you got to be careful about that sort of thing.
Yeah, those things can happen too. I like the idea of being ready to call an audible, especially with your social media posts and your social media advertising that's out there, and be ready to pull those ads in a moment's notice. And if you're working with an agency that doesn't seem real nimble or responsive, you may want to rethink that, because that tin-eared feeling of running an ad that yesterday seemed appropriate and today seems ridiculous, you want to be sure to be able to pull that. The other thing, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this too, is there are certain things on the calendar that we can just avoid. You know, I frequently tell our clients, unless you have something really inspirational to say, what are you going to post on Martin Luther King's birthday or Veterans Day, or, you know, a few other days throughout the year, Memorial Day, perhaps? You know, and everyone else is going to be sharing great quotes and, you know, sharing positive ideas and things like that. And if you're just throwing up some, you know, just a you know, some sort of stock photo with your logo on it, I'd really rather you waited a couple of days and said something else, because I think there's a feeling out there of, and I don't really know what the right term for it is. I know with climate change, we call it greenwashing, but it's people just, you know, jumping onto something, putting their logo on it. Any oil company that I see run an ad about, you know, how they care about climate change and then a big logo at the end, that always kind of makes me wonder what they're doing.
It's hard. And, you know, from the standpoint of handling your trademarks, the legal aspect of it, the more you do to water down the distinctiveness of what you stand for, understood to be your trademarks, but making them a little bit less than what they should be is not to your advantage ever, both from an advertising standpoint and from a brand protection standpoint.
Yeah, the one that I think I dislike the most is when a celebrity dies and someone just puts up a picture of whether it's Eddie Van Halen or, you know, someone else and just puts their logo on it and says, you know, RIP Eddie. And it's like, you know, unless he was your partner and used your brand of guitars, or unless maybe you guys were involved in a project or a charity or something at some point, I don't know. I don't think that that's a good use of marketing, because it's also not that memorable. You know, do something about you at some point, especially with some of the more recent issues in this country with, you know, a lot of the protests and things like that. We did see some brands that, you know, just jumped in on it and put something up with a Black Lives Matter hashtag or something like that. And a few people got called out with that. Like, well, what are you actually doing to improve things? And, you know, what are you doing except for sort of riding the coattails here and, you know, changing your profile picture on Facebook? That's nice, but, you know, you're probably getting more benefit out of that than you are helping other people. So I like to recommend against just jumping on something unless you're actually doing something. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. The general rule of thumb on using social has always been to me, speak and say something useful and meaningful. And if you don't have anything useful or meaningful to say, wait until you do.
Excellent. That's some good advice right there. You've had kind of an interesting past few years when it comes to social media, in that I talk to a lot of attorneys who just want to say no to everything. You know, they don't want to be on social media. They don't even use LinkedIn. They just don't see an upside to it. You've always been, you know, pretty progressive with that, in, you know, doing it in a smart way, sharing ideas with others, especially in the franchising industry on LinkedIn or Facebook. You know, I think you were probably one of the first lawyers I knew who was actively engaging with people on Facebook or LinkedIn. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, I'm not sure I do it well. I just do it sometimes.
Oh, I think you do it quite well. Well, I'll give you that. Absolutely.
You know, we have clients who use it and use those media, and I speak on the topic, and I realize that if I don't do it, and I don't understand how to consume it and how to put things out there that I hope are useful, then I'm not really going to be in a position to provide much useful guidance or advice to our clients who are looking to try to figure out not just how to use it, but what the implications are from a legal perspective. So that's how I became started in it. And I'm not sure that I'm able to understand precisely the best way to use most platforms. But I try to see if I can do things, and I do enjoy the videos my kids post of their trips and vacations, but it's actually interesting for other reasons as well.
Yeah, well, people have to have those videos out there so the rest of us marketers can slip in a few ads once in a while they're enjoying their vacation videos. That's really the whole point, I think. So, but no, I just wanted to mention that I always thought that boy, there's no lawyers that's going to let us do any of this stuff, especially in franchising. You know, not the most forward thinking group sometimes, but you know, you kind of stood out from that crowd. You know, and I'm talking probably 8, 9, 10 years ago when we were really getting things rolling.
Well, thanks. And it's funny, about that time, our old friend Ken Colburn and I,
yeah,
had negotiated. We were asked, we were on a committee of the IFA. We were asked to go and address whether or not the IFA would give lists of franchisees to Facebook, which was a request that Facebook had made. And we said, well, let's see what we can get for that. And we sat down with a small group and decided what we wanted. And Ken and I, with Ken's partner, Brandon Disney, ended up going to meetings in California with Facebook and with Google as long as we were there. And we pitched them on the notion that we'll give you this information, but we want to control our brands on your sites. And in Google's case, it was their community site, which has changed rather dramatically. Almost every year they experiment with something else. But in Facebook, it was the main pages. And it took a while. It took about 2 years, and Facebook agreed to it. And they developed a formula and a way that franchise companies could, in fact, do just that. So if you had a franchisee with a lot of followers or likes or whatever the name was that particular year, you'd be able to bring them into the orbit of what the company had. What was interesting along the way as well was that we went and talked to some people, and I had been told that there were a lot of lawyers who were skeptical about this. And one of them was cited to me, and I said, gee, it was by Deb Moss over at IFA, who said, you know, I'm not so sure this is really a thing. And she said, one of your former partners said, this is a flash in the pan. And I said, I think I know who it is. And that person also said the internet wasn't going to amount to anything.
So, they probably weren't real big on TV back in 1950 as well. So.
Well, it's an advance, but not necessarily a good one.
So right.
The point is, the law is going to catch up at some point with what business people are doing. And your job as being a responsible player is to understand what it is people are doing. And if you don't, you're not in a position to really help them understand how they can fit into it the right way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that early work between franchising and Facebook. a lot of that work still stands with, I can't imagine where we'd be now if Facebook and some other platforms didn't understand that relationship, and they struggle with it to this day. But at the end of the day, I think they realize that, you know, the brand is yours. If you're the franchisor, if you're the founder, owner, whatever, that brand is yours. And I think before you guys got involved, I think there would have been a lot of misunderstandings with some of the tech giants about, well, no, this brand belongs to that guy and that guy over there. So I think there's at least more clarity now than there was back then.
You know, thank you. And it's an interesting phenomenon. It's not limited to certain segments. Franchising as a method of handling the vertical distribution of goods and services in the economy, which is a less sexy way of saying franchising.
Yeah.
Some people call it licensing. It's the same thing. It's about 45% of the U.S. retail economy. So it's not small at all, but there are insurance companies, there are accounting firms, certainly there are law firms, there are business people, there are legislators, regulators, you name it, and certainly people in the media who don't understand it. And it at some level, you shake your head because we eat, sleep, and drink this stuff, but you also realize that there are people who float in and out and have responsibility for very substantial amounts of commerce. And they themselves only come into franchising for a moment, they come out. And when they go in and they come out, they don't get the full appreciation for what it is. So, you know, we've had, you know, I've sat down with legislators, I've sat down with congressional staff and with state legislators and with regulators, and they don't understand it. And it's not as much a knock on them as it is the fact that they're just not immersed in it. So I think our job as advocates for the model, so to speak, and whether it's lawyers, it's people like you who are engaged in helping folks understand how to get their brands out there and be more effective at it, whether it's franchisors, franchisees, or advocates, it's to be able to explain it rationally, clearly, and in a way that helps people understand, as you said, it's a brand. It stands for something. And that means something not only to the brand owners and to the brand users, but also to the consumers, because it's a signal. When I see a brand, it should convey a message that I take back and I synthesize as this is the level of quality somewhere on the map that I'm expecting to receive in terms of the service, the products, what have you.
Yeah, literally, it's a brand. It's this should be grade A beef, right? So
yeah.
Before we go today, Lee, I want you to think about the rest of this year and early into next year. Is there anything that you're advising your brands to really be thinking about, whether it's something that kind of ties into our political theme today, or anything else in franchising that that maybe is coming at us quicker than we think that everyone should be aware of and maybe start making some plans for?
It's a good question. There's basically everything. The restart, when it happens, is going to be different for different folks. First of all, there are some businesses that have not had a significant downturn at all. In fact, mm-hmm. they have thrived through this.
Yeah.
Because they're structured for it.
Yeah. If you have a drive-through coffee or pizza franchise, your owners are doing quite well.
Mm-hmm. They certainly are. We have clients who are doing an extraordinarily good job of servicing customers' needs. Some of them are in B2B situations. Some of them are in things that are fairly obvious. Disinfecting offices. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Some of them are in the retail side of things, and some of them are poised to service businesses and consumers as soon as they start coming out in droves from their cocoons. Others, I think it's going to be a little bit while longer. So, you know, my suggestions would be use this time to get your operational house in order. If you have issues that need to be addressed, this is a moment in time when you can do that. If your documents are not where they should be, this might be a moment in time when you should get them squared away. Take the moment, with most of our clients, the first and only day that they spend time contemplating the relationship that they want to have, as opposed to a single one-by-one relationship, is when we sit down the first time and work out what their franchise agreement might be. That's an exercise that's not without its usefulness on a fairly routine basis. So use that moment. You're also going to be looking at, as the new year turns, changes in the accounting rules, the new revenue recognition rules. Mm. And you're going to have to give some value to the value of the services you provide pre-opening to your prospective franchisees. This may be a time not only to do the numeric calculations, but to sit down and take stock of what it is you're actually doing and give yourself credit for what you do, because the chances are you do things that you don't realize have significant value to your incoming franchisees. But take stock of what you're doing and look at people whether they're your competitors, they're in another industry or comparables, look and see what they do and see if there's something you could be doing better, more efficiently, or otherwise in a different way. Because there aren't that many moments in time when you'll have a chance to do that, and this is probably going to be one of them. And then, you know, the various and sundry housekeeping things that you might be able to accomplish while you have a moment in time when you're not going 100 miles an hour in one direction or in all directions. You got a moment to think. Is your insurance proper? Is it strategically designed for what you actually need? Are you over-insuring for some risks and yet ignoring others that are a considerable concern? All of those issues need to be accounted for and addressed, and this is the time to do it.
That's some great advice. Lee, I know you speak on these topics. You write quite a bit on these topics. Is there any place we can send any of our listeners to read more or find more? Do you have things all housed on the Plave Cook website or LinkedIn, or where should we send folks?
Yeah, actually, our website has a library of articles that we've all written, and it's divided up by topic. We try to keep that pretty current, and hopefully it's an engaging place. I think if you look at at any of our social feeds, you'll find that we've got links to most of our pieces there as well.
Very good. And we'll have a link to that with the show notes on the podcast and with the video for this little recording here today as well. I also want to give a shout out real quick to our friends at Fotify for putting this video on. We were talking about the election a few minutes ago, coming up in, is it over yet? Is it election day yet? I think we're about 3 weeks out still. Between now and the election, the noise is not going to get lower. And even after the election, the noise will probably maintain. One side or another will probably get louder. So, you know, the political noise out there is not going away, folks. That's a sure thing. Lee, your friend Ted Rubin hipped me to that a couple of weeks ago when I was kind of thinking, well, once we get to the election, everything's going to be back to normal. And he was like, it's not. And then we'll have other issues coming up as well, right? After the election, who knows what the next crisis is going to be. So with our friends at Fotify, I think they've got some pretty interesting things that they're doing as far as not counting on advertising, not counting on Google ads and all of the other kinds of things that are getting pretty expensive, crowded, and loud right now. They do a lot of really cool stuff with empowering franchisees and franchisees' employees to share some behind-the-scenes stuff and share what's happening locally. So if anybody would like to see some of that, I would highly recommend jumping over to Fotify.com and seeing what those guys are up to today. So, Lee, we're about ready to shut her down for the day, but I can't thank you enough for joining me. It's always a pleasure, and I hope one of these days we're actually breaking bread in person in one of those franchise cities. Maybe sometime in the next year, I hope.
I look forward to it. Our traveling buffet is fun, and I suspect that we will appreciate the chance to see one another, not just you and I, but all our friends and the people that we work with and have worked with for years and years. And I think when we get out, we'll genuinely realize how much we've all meant to one another all along. And I appreciate the chance to speak today. Thank you.
And now it's time for the Health and Safety Spotlight, brought to you by Northeast Color. Every week, we're looking at and sharing stories of franchise brands making a difference in health and safety during and after the pandemic. This week, we're focusing on both physical health and mental health. Lightbridge Academy, an early education and childcare franchise with more than 50 locations open and 50 under construction or in development, is not only the solution for working parents, but a leader in innovative curriculum. The newest of these offerings is Lightbridge Academy's Yoga and Mindfulness Enrichment Program. Children benefit from each of these practices by learning how to use their breathing to relieve stress and calm their minds and nervous systems. Accompanied by music, simple games, and at-home activities, the exclusive program also helps children release negative emotions while gaining independence and coping skills. If you have stories about how your franchise system is keeping everyone healthy and safe, let us know. We'll share them here thanks to our friends at Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs, and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.